203-0.
Blog Talk Radio.
I beat a 17-3 Muay Thai fighter today, man. Time for delusion, no haters, because Charlie Z is still the UBF champion. What's up, y'all?
Hey, man, that left right speaks for itself, man. I rushed the motherfucker. He started. Oh, I won't throw kicks, man. He quit. Boyded up a boxer this month. You know what I'm saying? Two fights in a month. I used to do that in a day. It's just now that I reached the 200 win mark, you know, I don't have to fight as much, but I'm still fighting often. Yeah, I mean, look, man, this Mayweather McGregor garbage, man. I don't even want to talk about this shit on. This is real boxing radio. This is a radio to discuss real combat. What is those clowns going to do? Stare at each other for 12 rounds, throw feather-fisted, meaningless punches that, I mean, and get a fat paycheck, their WWE fat paycheck? Yeah, I mean, these people are not fighters, man. Real fighters fight often. It doesn't matter how much you see. If these guys... If Mayweather was a real fighter, he would have done his fake little WWE shit and said, all right, well, now I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to go fight. Not spar with headgear, but fight, like underground shit, what I'm doing. He would go and challenge motherfuckers, put them in the ring, and quote-unquote outbox them. But he doesn't do it. He's not a fighter. It's not his interest. He's a pretend fighter. You understand? A pretender. I'm a real champion. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a pretender. It doesn't matter how much money he makes. He does not fight for real. I beat a fucking cruiserweight today. The guy was 17-3 in Muay Thai. Muay Thai fighters, look, but in today's day and age, the only good boxers are in the underground. There's very few mainstream. Well, Jules Wall is MMA and Muay Thai. Jules Walls was a great world-class fighter. Well, look what happened to Jules Wall, man. He got outboxed. You know what I'm saying? Jules Wall, who was 17-3, Rudy Gonzalez, they all lost. And this moron, Breezeback, posted a video, Charlie Zonoff wins fight number 203, but nobody cares. If nobody cares, why are you posting it on your channel? Apparently, you do care. And you know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't care... I don't give a shit about any of you clowns. Mental Stanley, that he got banned from YouTube. Well, guess what? His new channel is going to get banned. And you clowns are going to, like, you trolls in the comment section, you're all mentally ill. But the ones that, if you continue making videos trying to denounce me and my great undefeated record, you will get fucking kicked off, booted from YouTube. I promise you that. Stanley already got kicked out. His Charlie Z Troll TV channel, his original. Yeah, here. He's going to get, look, that should be a lesson. You clowns continue to talk shit, you're all going to get kicked out. That's it. Like, karma did a three, like, it's a 360 now. You flagged all my YouTube channels, and now I have a channel that you cannot flag, and now your shit's getting flagged. See what I'm saying? Karma's a bitch. But anyways, let's talk about the fight. So, I'm at the gym for about 3 hours. And, you know, I just challenged everybody, just came up to everybody, just literally, you know, there was a few boxers there, and nobody wanted to fight, nobody. It's just motherfuckers were scared and just, like, backing out, just saying, oh, no, I'm good, man, I'm good, you know, just, that's what I'm saying. I politely come up and be like, hey, man, what's up, man, I'm Charlie Z, I'm undefeated world champion. You know, I would like to box, you know, for competition. Nothing personal. You know, let the best man win. Do you want to do it? Now, that's what I tell them. How hard do you want to go? I tell them. Same thing I told the Marine. You can go as hard as you want. We can go full out. I told the guy, no, we're not going to go light. We're going to go hard. I told him that. It's out of my control. What he once I start punching him in the face, what he says, what he does, it's out of my control. You know what I'm saying? The fact that he was saying, let's go light, I'm going to throw kicks, I want to throw kicks, that he wanted out of the fight. Because if he wanted to continue boxing, he would have thrown back. Honestly, I was surprised. I thought he was going to, you know, do some Mario shit, you know? Start swinging back for the fences and get knocked the fuck out trying. Like Mario. But no, he didn't. He backed up, started saying he was going to kick, and that was it. Time or call time. Listen, man, the Underground, we can agree to fight for 3 minutes. Like when I beat Lee's ass for 3 minutes, we can agree to fight 30 seconds. The point is, I'm going to beat your ass for as long as there's no specific rounds. 12 rounds, man. You delusional haters think this 12 rounds. Listen, man, the boxer that I butted up in 8 seconds, theoretically impossible to go 12 rounds versus Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. I'm too powerful. As soon as I hit you, it's going to be over. What rounds? Against Lee, the 180-0 fighter, I carried him, you idiots. I went easy on him. I went super easy. No, I literally, like, I was throwing precision punches at him. That left hook, like, bam, like, what's up, bro? You know, throw something, bro. I was just clowning him. I was just, no, listen, no disrespect to Lee. Lee's a great fighter. But I carried him. If I wanted to, I would have stopped him. Like, I would have rushed him like I rushed the Muay Thai Rudy Gonzalez today, or I would even like the Bloody, Mr. Bloody Nose. Yeah, him. I stopped him in 8 seconds. Yeah, Lee was better than that dude, but still. My point is this, that I can beat anybody 8 to 10 seconds. It's just not realistic. Well, okay, with mainstream boxing, how many times have I exposed these clowns? 12 rounds. 12, that's ridiculous. Fuck it. You know, you motherfuckers. Okay, regular fighters that don't have the power of Charlie Zelenoff to stop a guy or KO guy in like 5-10 seconds. Fuck it. Go 3 rounds. Maximum. 3 rounds. 3 3-minute rounds. You know what I'm saying? 12 rounds? That's just not realistic. It's a show. You got people paying for this WWE. Yeah, of course, you know, they don't want to see a 10-second real fight because they're there to sit down, you know, they got their popcorn to watch this fake garbage. Look, it's a reality TV show. They like the build-up. They watch the build-up. It's like, you know what I'm saying? That's why they like it, and they see this crap. They're so these sick haters in the comment section, they're so fucking delusional. You know, I don't comment in the comment section anymore. That's just today. I was just it's because I want to fight today, man. You know, I just want to rub it in. But no, I'm not gonna comment. Charlie Z, number one PvP. Subscribe, man. The new fights out there, man. Charlie's on. I'll beat 17-3. Rudy Gonzalez, man. You heard it. Oh, and the guy even admitted defeat. He admitted defeat. He said, let me see. No, he clearly said, well, I mean, no shit, I beat him. He didn't land a single punch, but. No, great victory, man. 203-0, fuck, man. Three wins above the 200 win mark, man. I remember motherfuckers asking me, like, people saying, like, man, you think you're going to reach 200 this year? You think, shit, man. The question should have been like, you think you're going to get 203-0? Fuck, 3 wins above the 200 win mark already, man. I'm going to get to 300-0. I'm going to get to 400-0. I'm going to continue doing this for a long time. But see, now, Los Angeles, or should I say California, hell, even Nevada, I have beaten a lot of people. It is very hard to get a fight. It's like, it's not like it was before where I just come in the gym and just boom, right away, somebody agrees. No, I got to ask the whole gym. I got to spend hours. It's frustrating. It's like just, I'm sitting there and I went far. It was, you know, it was not in my area, man. Still LA County, but, you know, I'm thinking like, damn, I went this far and no, I got to get somebody, you know what I mean? And boom, Rudy Gonzalez enters the gym. I'm like, yo, man, you a fighter? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm like, well, what? What, boxer, MMA, Muay Thai? He's like, Muay Thai. I'm like, what's your record? He's like, amateur record, 17-3. I'm like, perfect. You down to box? He's like, hell yeah, let's do it. He's like, you got gloves? I'm like, yeah. See? Automatically agreed. They didn't give any excuses. They didn't have to, like, oh, come on, man, let's do this, man. Automatically agreed. I crushed him. Yeah, that left to the temple was about a temple. I hit him in the face. Then the right hook. And I hit him a third time. And then I just, again, the swarming, that style, you see it works every fight, no matter who I fight, whether it be a Muay Thai guy, a boxer, an MMA guy. It doesn't matter. It works. Jules Valla switched up. Jules Valla, I was a master boxer, and I was just like, you know, puncher, just like swarm. I swarmed him with those body shots. And
go.
Yeah, that 1-2 was nice, man.
Go.
Easy win. Easy win. Motherfucker quit. Yeah, that left, right. See, he's staying on one throwing kicks. But look what he said right here. Hey, to all you demented haters, listen. Oh, that was tight. That was fucking tight. Like, Charlie's on off 203-0. Like, the, not background music, but the sound. Like, man, this is hardcore, man.
We see. Number one, baby.
Rematch on this one,
baby.
I beat him, though.
Rudy Gonzalez, man.
Rudy, put some hands, but hey. Rematch coming soon, so watch out.
I put some hands, see? Nobody gonna fucking beat me. I'm the greatest. I don't know. I don't think. I mean, listen. Yeah, of course. If he wants, I mean, if he calls me and says it's real, I don't know. We'll see. But rematch for what? I beat him easily. Yeah, the point that he said rematch. See, the guy acknowledged he knew he was in a fight. So what do you clowns have to say now? Look, these people are always going to talk shit. Man. When I'm 303-0, they're going to talk shit. When I'm fucking, if I'm 1,000, 203-0, they're going to talk shit. These sick fucks are never, they're, I mean, look, here's the thing. These clowns, now that Mental Stanley got banned, you people are going to, all you guys are going to get banned. This what can you do, retard, posting my fights. That's stolen content. I can ban you too. You know, Breezeback, you're going to get banned. I mean, look, you're all going to get banned from YouTube. And if you create new accounts, you're going to IP banned. You're going to get IP banned. You people are done. So my suggestion is keep your mouth shut. And guess what? Even if you keep your mouth shut, you're still going to get banned. Because of, well, what, you think I'm going to forgive you for all the shit you did? You're going to get banned regardless. So you people are fucked. But if you talk, if you make videos and, you know, talk shit about my fights and my wins, that just, you know, that just makes it even worse. So just keep your mouth shut, and chances are you're still going to get banned. If you vanish and disappear, then maybe you won't get banned, because then I'm going to be like, ah, that's the point. Delusional haters are gone. So my suggestion is keep your mouth shut and just watch history being made. 204 is going to be another easy win. 205, 206. You know, I don't think we're ever going to see another tough, like, you know, blood and guts back and forth fight again, like against Mario. I know the fans want that. And I, like, in general, I know a lot of people want that, but hey, I'm just too strong. I'm too fast. And I just don't see anybody giving me a challenge. The question now is, how many wins is it going to be when it's all said and done? Is it going to be 500, 600, 700, 800, 1,000? You know, 1,000, I think, is, I mean, really there is no ceiling. But the question is, how many wins is it going to be when it's all said and done? I got a beautiful girlfriend, and now, you know, I want to go see her. Take some time off, man. I beat everybody, man. I'm the best. I got nothing to prove, man. I'm number one, man. I beat a 180-0 fighter this year. I beat Anthony Thompson, who was 12-0. I beat a 17-3 guy today. Listen, I'm the best. It's not about proving. I just today I went and won for my own personal satisfaction. Yeah, you know, proving the haters wrong, it's a plus. It's like an extra. Like, yeah, you know that too. But come on, the main. Again, these haters when they're gone, like when they're all banned from YouTube. You think I'm gonna stop fighting? Of course not. I'm gonna continue doing what I did today, what I did 3 weeks ago when I broke the guy's nose and his blood was all over the gym. I'm gonna continue doing this for a very long time. That speed and power is just. I mean, I'm in my prime, and again, like they say, Father Time's undefeated. I'm gonna comment on that. Okay, maybe for regular fighters, but I'm the greatest of all time. Ali's not the GOAT. I'm the GOAT. Man, get the fuck out of here. Come on, man. If I swarmed Ali, the same shit would happen. He would get knocked out or he'd quit right away. Nobody could take that fucking pressure, that speed, that power. Nobody's ready for that. Therefore, you got to give Mario, the 4-0 boxer that knocked out. You got to give the guy some credit. A lot of credit, because he actually was like, oh, again, that was 2 years ago, but still. You know, he was swinging back. I was landing, he was landing, and then I just dropped him. But that was a great fight. Hey, you know what? Rematch with him, I think. Yeah, because that was a close fight. That's like one in a million. They give for a close fight. There's very, very few people that you know, they have close fights with the GOAT. I usually just destroy everybody like I did today. What? No, I'm just reading some shit on Instagram. I think I just should, I don't know. I mean, like, I just won today. I got to, you know, the Charlie Z number one PvP, I got to promote the win. But then, you know, I just turn off my phone so I don't get any notifications or nothing like that. Just enjoy the win, man. You know what I'm saying? Breeze back saying nobody cares. Well, that's why you're tuning in. That's why your boy, what can you do, your hater, Charlie's on his latest fight. And if nobody cares, why y'all posting it then? Why y'all stealing my content and posting it? I know for a fact you motherfuckers watched my shit today, man. You watched how I swarmed and punched that Muay Thai fighter in the face. Nobody cares, but you two, you of course you care. You tuning in. If you didn't care, you wouldn't tune in. And when somebody says nobody cares, that's literally an excuse. Like, oh, okay, whatever you want, yeah, whatever. Nobody cares. That's like a lame ass excuse, you know what I mean? That's what like sore loser haters do when they get proven wrong. But hey, you know what? I respect that more than delusional mental Stanley, like the crap he comes up, like, oh, blah blah blah. Like, yeah, that dude is completely schizo. He's sick, you know. You guys crazy. But yeah, man, left to right I hit him with look, I hit the boxer, the one, okay, this guy was a Muay Thai boxer, Muay Thai kickboxer. The boxer, I hit him harder with the three piece, blood on the floor. This guy hit him, like, with speed, mostly just hand speed, just bam, bam, you know, just, like, swarming him. Both were great wins. Of course, the bloodbath. You know, literally his blood all over the damn floor. Of course, that fight is going to attract more attention, more viewers, because, you know, there's fucking blood, and boy, it broke his nose. But the guy that I beat today was 17-3. He would beat the shit out of that boxer that was 1-1. So 17-3, that's a winning record, you know. Hey, at least I beat a 17-3 fighter today. Mayweather's quote unquote fighting a 0-0 boxer. Yeah. That's my people are suggesting me that, well, look, they're like, you, for 204, I should beat another actor. You know, like another UFC guy or boxer. I go, listen, the UFC, they just suck at striking. But, the UFC is a joke compared to the UBF. There's a video of me beating a soldier with bare knuckle. Yeah, literally killed two people. Thought it was three, it was two, I found out, you know. When he was deployed, he killed two people in his, at war, you know. And using the same army techniques that he used when he fought me, and I beat the shit out of him. So, yeah, I mean, I beat everybody. The junior, but how many more times can I challenge the guy? I beat the guy's dad. His dad is like really famous. He's just as famous as him, and I beat the guy's dad. It's all over the internet. Motherfuckers are still playing it. His boy 50 Cent put it on his channel, like the very ending when I hit him in the body, cut out literally the part where I dropped him, where I hit him with. You saw the new video. Documentary video about me beating Mayweather Sr. Yeah, post the full fight, you fucking clowns. You fucking Mayweather pussies. Post the full fight. That's what I'm saying. These motherfuckers, they literally cut out the whole guy because the whole damn fight, I'm whooping his ass. And even the part that they put, I'm still whooping his ass. Post the full fight. You saw that? Yeah, the knockdown. Then, and man, I hit him so many times. The three piece, before the three piece, I hit him with like fucking six punches, and then the body shots in the end. And then in the beginning, I jabbed him and he missed. Like he threw a hard, like Mayweather threw a hard hook at me. No, I jabbed him in the chest. And then Mayweather Senior was like angry because he was getting his ass beat. He's not used to that. He's used to, like, I heard he was beating up guys at that gym. Like I heard he beat up Andre Durrell or some shit. Like Andre Durrell, some paid professional actor. Man, I would murder that guy. Listen, man, what I did to that Muay Thai fighter today, I would do that to anybody. And if he would not have quit, if he would not have said, you know, hey, man, I'm going to throw kicks, I would have continued punching him, and I would have blooded his ass up, knocked him out. I did stop him. And if you want to say that was a points win, oh, okay, well, he didn't even land a single punch, so I beat the shit out of him regardless. But the point is this. Every single fight, I win. Yeah, I mean, literally, the guy, 17-3 Muay Thai fighter. Seriously, if you people, all you sick motherfuckers that say that my bouts are assaults and soccer punches, why didn't this 17-3 guy beat me then? He lost one-sided. It was not even close. He admitted it. He admitted it on after we fought, after we boxed, the post-fight. Look at this shit, man. Put some hands.
We Z, number one, baby.
Rematch on this one, baby.
I beat him, though. Rudy Gonzalez, man.
Rudy Gonzalez, put some hands, but hey. Rematch coming soon, so watch out.
Hey, the Mexicans have good chins, though, man. They do, though, because I beat 203 people. I'm saying out of all the, you know, I mean, yeah, it depends on the fighter, you know, like, it doesn't matter what skin color. No, but seriously, though, like, Latino fighters have a good chance. I mean, that dude just taking a beating, still standing the other guy. The Mexicans are tough, man. You know, that right there proves that I'm not a racist, you know. Look, man, I got homies that are black, white, Mexican, Armenian, you know, I'm not racist, man, so. haters just try to twist everything, and just you know, because they're so twisted that they try to twist everything. You know, that just explains it best. But 204, I'm gonna annihilate another top tier fighter. He's 17-3 in the amateurs. He's a top tier fighter. Beat the shit out of him. Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously 203-0 because this box rec garbage, this rigged box rec shit. Yeah, if I was 0-1, how the fuck did I beat a 17-3 guy today? Because I'm not 0-1, I'm 203-0. You people are sick in the head. 203 wins, 0 losses. Okay, do you understand? Wait a minute. Deontay Wilder, 31-0 when I beat him? How the fuck can an 0-1 fighter beat a 31-0 heavyweight? You people need help, man. How the fuck can an 0-1 fighter beat Jill Zavala? I'm undefeated. I have over 200 wins, my real record, and 0 losses. And it's always going to be 0 losses. How many wins? Nobody knows. It could be 300, 400, 500. Well, I'm definitely going to get 300. Hell, I'm already, you know, with every win, I'm already, what, 97 away? Well, 300-0 is a guarantee. I'm saying it's going to be a lot. It's already an enormous amount of wins. I don't even have to fight anymore. I could, like, literally, after today's win, rise off into the sunset as the greatest of all time. This is it. But I don't want to retire. I don't want to. With that kind of speed and power, I mean, I'm in my prime. Like, I don't want to retire. I love to win fights. The adrenaline rush, the feeling that I get when I score a victory, it's phenomenal. And I just want to continue winning, continue building wins for my legacy. You know, and that's it. If one day the haters are all gone, they will be, because, you know, Quan's getting banned, man. I'm banned him, and I'm still going to continue. You know? I mean, there's always going to be some haters. It ain't going to be 100% fans, but I'm just saying it's irrelevant. Fans, haters, I'm going to continue winning fights. I already did it. The goal is completed. I reached 200 wins. Now I'm 203-0. I'm saying the first ever fighter to reach 200 wins without a loss. Now the first ever fighter with 200 plus wins without a loss. Good luck topping that, man. Now I gotta focus on my love life, man. I got a gorgeous girlfriend, and now that my legal troubles are, thank God, out of the way. Scored a new win today. Now that's it, man. I can relax, take as much time off as I want. And, yeah, I do plan to end the year by beating a top-tier fighter like Anthony Thompson in Las Vegas. But, yeah, we'll see. But I just got to enjoy the win. You know, two great wins this month, and I got nothing to prove. Like I said, it's not about proving. It's just I just love to fight. I mean, when you're this good, when you're this fast, when you're this strong, you know, when you got literally over 200 wins, no losses, it's fun to keep putting that undefeated record on the line, knowing that no motherfucker can beat me. You know, and that's the thing. I don't like this Mayweather. Look, Mayweather, what handpick? He's not a fighter. As soon as I'd open up on Mayweather, he would get knocked out, or he would TKO. I honestly don't think Mayweather Jr. would be standing if I hit him. The point is, I would beat him. As soon as I would obviously rush him. But see, the guys that are rushing him, they're 5'4", 140 pounds. They're not Charlie Zelenoff. It doesn't matter. Okay, Canelo, Shane Mosley, who else? Chop Chop Corley, Andre Berto, Manny Pacquiao. They are not Charlie Z. Charlie Zelenoff would kill these guys. I beat Deontay Wilder. I would kill Mayweather Jr. come on close.